Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Are you aware that submitting to God is an act of obedience and trust? Submission is a transformative process where you can seek to align your life with God's purposes. The Bible encourages believers to resist the devil and his temptations, and one of the key ways to do so is by submitting to God. Satan has been very instrumental in engineering the systems of self-reliance from the very beginning of human history. But if we are to quit the path of the world and resist the devil, he will run away from us. Resistance requires us to actively pull away, and the devil won't remain in the presence of our submission to the truth of God's Word. In today's message, titled Resisting the Devil by Submitting to God, Evangelist Paul Acqua emphasizes the importance of a close relationship with God and a lifelong journey of submission to God. Let's join in.
James chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you." So many times when people quote this verse, they will talk about resist the devil and he will flee. Well, what's key about that verse is not only resisting. You and I can learn to resist the devil, and we understand when we resist, he has to flee. But what's key about this verse is therefore submit to God. That's the key. Sometimes people try to do things in their own way. Then when the devil shows up, people try to resist the devil out of their own strength and their own power. That's not supposed to be the case. We've got to submit to God and then we can resist the devil. So can I encourage you that when you submit to God, there is a whole other level of anointing, other level of discernment, wisdom, and power, because you submitted your way, your will, your agenda, your timeline, and your emotions to God. And so, in that submission to God, he begins to weed out the things that are of this world, even from our own hearts and minds. You then realize that, oh yeah, that wasn't of God. Then you start saying, oh Lord, thank you for showing me this thing. Thank you for showing me that one as well. Oh yeah, I have been doing that in my own strength. Would you lead me and guide me? And that's the way that we would be able to resist the devil. So submitting to God brings us into this place where we are now pulling on his strength. We are now pulling on his wisdom and energy so that when the devil comes, we are not full of our own selves, but we are full of God. Then you are resisting not out of your own self-control, not out of your willpower and your own tenacity, but you are resisting the devil from God's strength. That means that you are resisting the devil based on your submission to God. When the devil comes, you are already in that place of being submitted to God. So he will definitely flee from you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what you see ahead. What matters is who is standing behind you, or better still, who is living inside of you. Who's inside of us is the all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent God, who is greater than all. Bible says you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. We know this scripture all by heart. And that's 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. On the outside, you may look feeble, weak, smallish, but tell the devil, don't make a mistake about how I look. I am stronger inside than I'm outside. That's the way to respond to the word of God, my friend. You are to live by the word of God. Because of this text of scripture, I can declare that I have the resistive ability of God in my spirit. Amen. I can declare that I am not weak. I am strong. The Spirit of God has strengthened me. I am resisting the devil, so he will flee. He will definitely flee. God is our protector. He protects his children. You don't mess with his children. I am submitting to God. I am totally backed by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is not my own little fortress or little strength. When you know that you have submitted to Almighty God, then you can resist the devil and he will flee because you are cooperating with the Spirit of Almighty God and drawing your strength from him. He who lives inside of you is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Absolutely, you are resisting with that submission and not out of your own strength. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17 that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So I want you to think about your life right now. What are those things that maybe you are struggling with at the moment? Note what it says, it shall not prosper. Look at those things and refuse to accept. Health issues, you shall not prosper. Relational tensions, you shall not prosper. Debt and lack in my bank account, you shall not prosper. Fear, anxiety, and depression, you shall not prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And that's a part of our attitude in submitting to the Lord. Because you are coming from a place of our victory versus trying to resist and do all these things in our own strength. No, we're drawing from the strength of omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And it goes on to say, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. You know, there are kinds of tongues and judgment trying to rise up against you. For example, saying to a husband or wife, you are never going to have a good marriage, or you are never going to change. That's as much as listening to the news saying, oh, this is a season where we are all going to see inflation affect our livelihoods or our dreams and affect the future of our children. So prepare wisely. The news is always negative, but it's a tongue of judgment. Who are you to tell me what inflation is going to do for my family? Who gave you the right to be jury and judge over my life? No way. Who do you think you are? When you listen to the voice of God and you know what God is saying to you, then you get an attitude. Who is he who speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded? That's what the Bible says. Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? It's coming from Lamentations chapter 3 verses 37 and 38. The deeper my relationship with God goes, the bigger my attitude in a good way. Here we're talking about good attitude. The more you submit to God, the more you get the word of God inside of you. The more you die to yourself, the bigger God gets within you and the bigger your attitude. Don't ever go to the enemy and say, excuse me, if you are not busy, I just want to tell you I really don't appreciate your influence in my life. No, don't go to him that way at all. You go and you say, who do you think you are? You have no authority. You are a defeated foe. You have been led captive, and I have authority and power. Out of my mouth comes this two-edged sword. You know, the word of God is like a two-edged sword. I am discerning what is the truth and what is from the enemy, and therefore I cast down everything that tries to exalt itself above the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 5, that for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what the Bible says. So devil, take your hands and your attacks off my family. Take your hands off my children. and you start approaching it from this place of authority, not because you have all these finally crafted sentences that you just mimic because somebody else prayed them. No, you are speaking it out of an attitude and a confidence of your heart because you have relationship with God. You get fired up when you are talking to the devil because who is he and who are you to have given him a place? Don't do that at all. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Don't let the devil take advantage of you, my friend. Don't give him place. Sometimes we give the devil this judge position in our lives to declare things and to sentence you. Absolutely not. The King of Kings died on the cross and took the handwriting of requirements of the ordinances that was against us. Jesus paid our sin debt in full. That's what he did. Having wiped out the handwriting of the requirement that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. That's recorded in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. He took our trespasses and our uncircumcision of the flesh and those handwriting of requirements of the law, rules and regulations. He says, having taken them, he nailed them to the cross. Hallelujah. That's what he did. All my trespasses, all my failures, and all my lack of performance have been nailed to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Jesus totally stripped Satan and all his powers. Satan is now naked and powerless. Hallelujah. The powers of evil, beating forever for everyone to see. Satan is a defeated foe. His only weapon against us is deception. You need to know that. Satan and his forces are forever on display as conquered foe. Those who know and believe this enjoy the show. Those who are not yet convinced of Satan's defeat are still subject to bondage because of their fear. So, my friend, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.